Welcome everyone to AVA Live Radio. This is your host, Jacqueline Jacks. Got 7 new tracks for you finishing out our 2020 year. Hope you guys had a great holiday. And I cannot wait, for one thing, to get on to 2021. How about you? Can't wait to hear from you guys. But first, kicking off our released radar for the week, Rock You Through the Night by Live Vinyl. Live Vinyl for you out of AVA Live Radio. Rock You Through the Night. I like that song. It's good. I like that just good old-fashioned rock and roll. It's always a good thing. We always like that here at AVA Live Radio. Got some new tracks coming up for you in just a second, ones that have just recently launched on the release radar. If you want to go check out the Spotify playlist, that's always a good place to discover new music, as you know. A little bit of music news for you as we're finishing off the year. Music streaming, not everyone's best friend for sure. I mean, the collapse of the live venues has certainly added a lot of urgency to musicians as they band together and actually finally take a stand against streaming. I'm hoping that the ecosystem changes as far as payments for indie artists from these streaming platforms like Spotify, hint, hint. But here's what's going on. For the Union of Musicians and Allied Workers, the time is right to force a campaign. So basically, about 26,000 artists have signed onto it, and they have organized in this manifesto some of the complaints and just what they propose to get for more streaming money coming up in 2021. I'm really hoping that they are able to grab a change. I think they're going to need more than 26,000 artists to sign it, but and something dramatic has to happen, and maybe they have to come up with a plan for Spotify to be able to afford to pay more money in streaming, because after all, you know, I mean, like, they have VIPs to support. So anyway, Bandcamp was able to step up during this time, and with all this growing resentment, the good thing is that the virtuous Bandcamp has Bandcamp Fridays, and this series has been extended. So they raised $40 million for independent artists and labels by forging the site's own slice of sales revenue day, where they collect zero and give it all back to the artists on their Bandcamp. So if you don't have a Bandcamp, you might want to get one, because they are doing some good stuff there. You could easily promote that on your email list and let everybody know, Friday, guys, stream for me on Friday. And that's a really great campaign to run, because you have something that you can really push for. Okay, it's Friday, I'm releasing new music, go stream it like crazy, because I actually get a slice of that revenue that's way bigger than anything you could ever give me. And then maybe some people will buy it as well. And it's also a great segue into, I have merchandise. So I think that it's something that Bandcamp is providing for indie artists. At least it's something good coming out of all this, with the revenues so low and all of the live venues closed down for now, at least. More on this coming up. I've got more music stories for you guys in this segment of AVA Live Radio's Release Radar. But first, another song. This is one that just came out called Walking on Mars by Prithvi Prajash. I like this song. It's good. Listen to it.
Thank you. I'll storm through my fear castle, win every battle for you. All I see are Dalmatians, no dubious visions when it's you. I'd sleep 100 hours just to be with you. You are my power flower till the morning blooms. I feel like I'm walking on Mars when I'm with you. We'll float amongst the stars as we draw each other's missing parts. We'll go dancing on Saturn's rings, exchanging our wedding rings. Honeymoon and Jupiter, anything that you prefer, we'll do it all together. Don't get me back down on Earth, I'm not doing okay.
Raised up in Dubai, but currently going to Berkeley in Boston, this artist has really got a beautiful, beautiful way of delivering a song. That was Prithvi Prajosh, P-R-A-J-O-S-H. If you want to look him up, he's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Maple and Rye have a brand new one out called N-Y-E.
On the last December day, you told me I don't need to stay. You said, go and pack your things and leave right away. But I was waiting for you to regret what you said. And I was waiting for you to call me back to bed. I can't make you. Thank you.
little something fresh from Maple and Rye, NYE. I like that band out of Gothenburg. They have been releasing a lot of new stuff lately, and I've been keeping my eye on them. I like their harmonies, and that's what they are really well known for. So another good thing coming out of 2020, leading into 2021, is TikTok. TikTok has been breathing new life into many, many things, including the music business, and we've really needed it because, you know, the social media platforms have kind of failed people in 2020. They've been overcrowded, and they haven't really given artists any real stretch or reach through them. And that's been really disappointing. But TikTok has really proven the way for so many artists this last year. So if you haven't jumped on TikTok yet and you're a musician, you certainly want to go and check it out because it's just breathing new life into even old streaming catalogs like Dreams, for crying out loud, by Fleetwood Mac. I mean, a song from, were they in the 70s, I think, that song came out, is now like a number one album on the charts because somebody played it while drinking cranberry juice on a skateboard. I mean, it's just crazy how TikTok works. But RCA has been using it very heavily. Rising star Tate McRae, which you've heard here on AVA Live Radio, bang up year for her. Late night TV debut, MTV EMA VMA nominations, pop radio success. She's been doing so well, and it all came from TikTok marketing. It's really been a game changer. So, you know, not enough to just have a TikTok account. You actually have to use it. Use it with really cool content, whether it's informative or interesting or behind the scenes, clever themes, challenges, all kinds of things you can take advantage of there. But it's certainly worth doing it. You just have to feed the beast, so they say. Worship and Waiting is up next by Daddy B. Cindy Bishop on AVA Live Radio.
Yeah.
is pressing in the promise, leaning on the honesty of grace. There is promise in the pressing, with the blesser comes the blessing of your
track by Daddy B and Cindy Bishop, Worship and Waiting, new to AVA Live Radio. Certainly beautiful. I love the layers. So the ascent of computer concerts is definitely in our news bulletin for today on the Daily Jax. I mean, COVID-19 turned live streaming. I mean, once the idea of it for mainstream was just not happening, right? Fastest growing ecosystem in the music business now, though, with shows canceled all over the place, what else can they do to engage with fans? Artists from everywhere are not only flocking to TikTok, but they're live streaming like crazy. Now, at first, it was just kind of like a very casual iPhone session. Definitely, they didn't do it very good. They were not ready for it, but we still love to see our favorites on live streams. But in the past several months, they have been increasingly elaborative and like very costly. I mean, these are blockbuster live streams that nobody can compete with. Dua Lipa well-received live stream over Thanksgiving weekend featured Elton John, Miley Cyrus, and cost about $1.5 million to put together. That's the kind of live streams you're going to see in 2021. Not any kind of bozo live streams, but really, really all of that concert money is going to get sunk into these live streams. But you're saying, but why? I mean, ticket holders, there's no ticket money. But see, there is. There's a lot of things going on, like Fortnite and Roblox have been head turners. I mean, Travis Scott's concert on the former reportedly earned $20 million, not to mention an unforgettable cultural moment, while Lil Nas X drew in $33 million. And Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, J Balvin, they all made up a star-studded investor class for Wave, who produces animated virtual concerts like these. They are leveraging them against advertisers and making money. So they found a way, and music always does. So you will see a lot more live streams. And what they're finding is it's easier to book, it's easier to come up with, a lot cheaper to plan, to perform, and to roll out something spectacular is not that crazy hard. So you're seeing a lot of recording studios and record labels just grow out studios like crazy. They're rolling them out. Like Universal has already announced and is putting together their own content creation studio. How's that for action? You're going to see a lot of new things coming out of the music industry because it always survives and it always moves forward in 2021. Three songs killing our release radar for the day. I have three left. I know. Wonderful. But I'm going to play them for you guys because you deserve it. One is by Didcool. It'll Get to You Anyway is the name of her new single, just out. Silver Snake Michelle's got one by The Empty Fullness. Really beautiful. And Zolita finishing off our playlist for today with Gone Girl. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. Hope you like the songs, guys. Enjoy, sit back, relax, uninterrupted, just for you. And you can get this track list as well as links to the artists up on AVA Live Radio right now. Just look at the 7 new songs just released. Have a great one and happy holidays.
Saw what you reap right now. That's the cycle of life. Don't you avoid the pain. It'll get to you
I could